Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
In the midst of the judgment of the Lord on the people for their grumbling, they, quote, cried out to Moses, and when Moses prayed to the Lord, the fire was quenched. Numbers 11, verse 2. The equation seems very simple. Complaining heats things up. Communing cools things off. Take your pick. But dissatisfaction is a hard master, and the people's complaining had become the default setting. If anything wasn't to their liking, instead of asking God for help, they acted like petulant children. In fact, as Moses walked through the camp a short time after the lesson at Taberah, he, quote, heard the people weeping throughout their families, everyone at the door of his tent. Verse 10. Really? A national pity party? But we don't have to go too far from home these days to hear our own nation, whose conversations are filled with complaints. The upshot on this occasion was an impassioned conversation between Moses and the Lord, since, quote, the anger of the Lord was greatly aroused. Moses also was displeased. Verse 10. Moses thinks he can't take any more. Quote, did I conceive all these people, he asks? Did I beget them that you should say to me, carry them in your bosom as a guardian carries a nursing child to the land which you swore to their fathers? Verse 12. In other words, these people are acting like crybabies. Am I obliged to haul them kicking and screaming all the way to Canaan? Quote, they weep all over me, verse 13, he says, and continues, I am not able to bear all these people alone, because the burden is too heavy for me. If you treat me like this, please kill me here and now, if I've found favor in your sight. Verses 14 and 15. Believers have the least to lose and the most to gain by dying. But that never is ours to choose. God has a much better solution.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.